Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Today we're going a little bit in depth with Lais Morris. We're so excited. She's a new mom of 5 days. I can't believe we're getting her to join us now. It's so exciting. Thank you. And also, you know, you guys, if you don't know the name Lais Morris, I'm sure you actually do, because she was a huge star on Ben's season, and she was a huge star on Bachelor in Paradise. We were there for 2 seasons together. And Lais, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Wait, so you've been on Paradise how many times, Lais?
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
She was with me when Jared and I came back for a little vacation.
Oh, and that's what you're referencing. Yeah. I was like, how many times? Okay. Lais, we've promised our listeners now for the last week that we're going to have you on. They're very excited because we did break down the headline that you are a new mother. 5 days ago, 5 days, you gave birth.
I don't know how to like not stop, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I get that. I get it, because when I would just had Dawson, they had me come on the podcast, or even when
they had me, they forced me to come back and interview some people the next day.
I was like sitting around like a week or so later, and I was like, well, I mean, I could do a podcast. Like, I can get in the room and like talk on a mic and sit down, you know, when he's napping. Like, somebody else can hold him for an hour. So I feel you on that. But there's a lot of things that I also could not do at this point, like stand up. Can you stand up?
Ashley, I've overdone it. And I think
you think so?
And we have a lot of stairs in this house, so that doesn't help.
So you've been going up and down the stairs a lot. I mean, I did, you know, you got to go to bed.
You got to do stuff.
Got to go shower.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm live from the bed, so we're good.
Okay.
So Lace, catches up a little bit here. You're living where right now?
In Denver.
You're in Denver, Colorado.
Wait, that's what you're asking, sorry.
Yeah. You're out here in Denver. Yeah. You are... said you're super busy. So what exactly have you been doing in the last 5 days that you feel like you have overdone it? Like, how are you kind of, what is your time being used for right now other than, hey, doing exactly what you're doing right now, holding a beautiful baby?
Well, I mean, my parents were here. My mom's still here, but my dad left. So it's been really helpful having them.
Yeah.
But you still gotta like get up and get food and you gotta change his diaper and you gotta feed him, and my dad was here, so I had to come up to the nursery to feed him, and you know, just for some privacy.
Yeah.
And then I did get ready a couple days.
You got makeup on now. You look fantastic.
Thanks.
You look, your hair's done. You look so amazing.
It feels good to get ready though.
Yes. I remember the getting up to change diapers was like
it's not making
me get off the couch. Like, I can't do it. Like, Jared did the majority of diapers for the first few weeks because it just hurt. It really did.
It really does.
Okay. Well, Lace, you're an open book. Can you talk to us about just finding out you were pregnant and all in the beginning of all this?
Yeah. It was a whirlwind because I had just gotten a new job, like a dream job, where I'm the marketing manager for the Ritz-Carlton. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is huge. You know, just got a new boyfriend. We were brand new, and we basically hooked up the first week and made a baby.
The first week of knowing him?
Yeah, and wasn't very smart about it and found out 4 weeks later I was pregnant.
So, I mean, was this, like, what was your initial reaction?
I couldn't really believe it because I'm like, me, I'm pregnant? Like, no, there's no way. Like,
yeah,
not that I've ever tried, but I just didn't think it was possible. So I thought I was tracking properly, but I guess I wasn't. And I was just kind of in shock, like pure shock. I didn't know if I could do it.
What was the conversation with him like?
I was scared, but he was really cool about it. And we just sat on it for a couple of days and was like, what's the best option? Both of us were like, we got to do it. We got to keep him.
And what was your relationship like throughout the 9 months of pregnancy?
It's been a roller coaster. Okay. Yeah.
Is he local to Denver?
He's not. He's from Wyoming, but okay. He lives here now. He has a job here. Yeah.
So just tell us if you feel comfortable talking or not talking about this. Good. But I'm assuming was he present at the birth?
Yeah, he was there at the birth. He was present. He did great. Unfortunately, it was just not a very fun 8 months. And you know, you don't really know someone. So we had a rough time. We're still trying to navigate, you know, how to co-parent and do everything. Excuse you.
Is he somebody who wants to be like involved or?
He does. He wants to be in Liam's life and he's already a dad. He's already a good dad. But he's trying to be as present as he can. So that's good. As long as he is a dad, we're good.
Do you feel like you have enough of a village around you right now?
I have an army behind me. So I honestly am so grateful.
What's the I really want to get into too, I mean, the emotions now that you're holding Liam. Like, you're sitting here and you're a mom of 5 days again, which is just wild that you're here with us. And then I can see a little bit of Liam's, you know, face. Absolutely beautiful. Like, what does this feel like?
It's so weird. I mean, you know this, Ashley, but like, it doesn't feel real sometimes. You're just trying to, are you really mine? Am I really about to take care of you the rest of my life?
Like, I know. I had a moment like that a couple days ago where I was like, you're half me. I'm like, I'm hanging out with you. You're half of me.
Yeah. It's been a really big emotional roller coaster with the emotions so high, obviously, for us women. But it's really hard. Like, it's so amazing looking at him and I'm like, wow, this is so cool. But then you're like, I don't get my family. I don't get that perfect picture that I thought I had right in front of me. But so it's just every day is different and Some days are harder than others. But when you look at them, you're just like so happy.
Yeah.
Aww. I mean, Ashley, you could probably speak to this, but like, what is it like as a mother, as your son gets older? And it does, you know, you do take care of and you do care for, but you like, you no longer have to hold him all the time, every day. Like, you're no longer like the only source to have how they can eat or clean themselves.
Like, he can open the pantry door himself.
Yeah. And like, yeah, do stuff. So like, what is that process like? Because Lace, I'll be honest, like, I'm listening to you. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be so hard. Like, there's no right, like the obvious thing that's true is like, you're going to be great at this. Like, you're going to rock this. Like, this is all good. And you got an army behind you. The other side of that is like, this is going to be really hard. Like, this is really hard. This is probably like a shocking, confusing season. But I say all that to say also, like, what is it like, Ashley, as your child progresses and that like bond and relationship builds?
It's really gradual the way that it progresses. Like, you'll just be sitting there one day and then you're like, it's so weird that you are asking for something specific. And like, and you can sort of open the pantry door and all that. It's just like, how did we get here? Yeah. It hasn't even been 2 years. Like, how? What? So that's mind boggling. But for me, the bond just grows every day. Yeah. It's just, you feel so much more connected to them every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boys are obsessed with their moms, as everybody kind of tells you when you're pregnant. And then you believe it when they start, because like six months ish, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, it's a mom.
I think it's weird too, because with the co-parenting right now, it's like,
yeah,
I'm realizing truly something. I was always aware I was a control freak, but now that I have him, I'm fully aware that like, I'm a full blown control freak. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, even when, you know, he's holding him or he has his time with him, I'm just like being selfish. I'm like, I hate that time away from him. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
How do you guys plan? Like, I mean, I'm sure you've had these conversations. Like, well, how is this going to look, or kind of what's your ideal?
We're in the midst of it, honestly. We're trying to figure that out. We're both, unfortunately, moving out of this beautiful house, but we're going to live separately and just try and be a team awkwardly.
So you guys were living together, and now you're not going to.
Yeah, now we got the whole dream set up before he was born and got a nice house and nook and nursery and everything, and then isn't working. So I'm currently looking, on top of doing all this, I have to find a place to live as well. So
where your parents live?
And they live in Missouri.
Did you ever move back to Missouri?
I'm from here, but they just moved out there because they like,
oh, okay.
No, I would never move to Missouri.
Okay. Sorry. We're not laughing at Missouri. I'm just laughing.
I am.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. Can you give us a little bit of your birth story since like I'm a I love that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I love birth stories. And I'm like, wow, that's fascinating because now that I went through it. So I was on my due date and Yeah, I did this yoga thing I saw online. And she's like, I went into labor after I did it. And sure, I did it. Contractions all day long. And I'm like, okay, all right, this hurts. And then I couldn't sleep that night. I was in so much pain. And so I called the doctors the next day and they're like, with your leaking and stuff, I think you should come in just so we don't risk it. So I come in at like 8 a.m. and we're there all day long and I'm at 4 centimeters, but it's not moving the rest of the day. So then they have me on Pitocin for like 10 hours. We go pretty high. They're like, okay, at 11 p.m., I think we need to break your water or nothing's going to happen.
When you were on the Pitocin, were you contracting?
Yeah, I was having great contractions, but I was having zero pain and just zero, like...
You were having zero pain while having the contractions? Did you have the epidural at that point?
Oh, no. No.
It's damn, really girl. Weird.
I was on 18.
That's what I didn't understand about your message when you DM'd me. I was like, wait a second. You're telling me that you had the epidural, but before...
No, I didn't.
Contracting and not any pain. What? You never had it?
Only on, no, I did. No,
oh, no, you did eventually.
I was
yeah.
on Pitocin and it was weird. I did not feel anything. I mean, I was just like, your contractions are great. And so I wasn't dilating anymore. So then finally they broke my water and instantly I felt the contractions. And oh my God, I never want to feel that pain again, Ashley. That was
time
horrible.
Out. Time out. Can I pause you there? So contractions hurt.
Oh my God. It's the contractions that hurt.
It's the contractions that hurt. I just, hey.
You don't even feel the pushing. That's nothing.
The pushing's not the problem. It's the contractions.
Yeah.
didn't know this either,
Continue.
Ben. And I was in shock because as soon as they broke it, I couldn't even breathe. So I got like 30 minutes of that. And the anesthesiologist came.
Yes. See, same here. It was about 30 minutes.
30 minutes of hell. And then I didn't like that either because your legs are just like tingling and you're again, control freak. You can't do anything. And I'm just miserable because my legs are tingling. But they woke me up at 2 a.m. and they're like, hey, you're 10 centimeters plus. You need to get this baby out. His head's right there. And I was like, sweet.
That sounds like an amazing birth story.
And I coached in under an hour and it was great.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I'm glad that you had it as breezy as possible.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was just like hell just sitting there waiting in the room though for 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you watch?
Nothing really.
Nothing worth mentioning.
No. I'm writing this down because I thought it was the pushing that hurt.
I think a lot of people think that actually, because I did too.
Really?
I was so scared to push. That was what I was so scared of.
Ashley, what are you talking about? Why do you act surprised?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I'm like this, like, I like
the idea that you're like, your body is going to expand to a level that a head can move out. To me, sounds like
so the contracting is where how it's getting to that point. So, like, every time that's like your muscle making the movement to like expand.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And it is the worst pain I've ever felt. You know what else, though, is after pushing, like now it hurts really bad. Like the after pain.
Yeah. The after pain also, I don't think it's talked about enough.
Yeah. It doesn't.
But it doesn't hurt when you're lying down or sitting down.
No.
To me, it didn't. No. It's just only when your whole body is upright and then like the pressure drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lise,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm good. I
changing two diapers here.
I can't wait for Ben to tell his birth story. With
I Jess. Know.
Like, it's going to be so funny to hear Ben's reaction.
It's going to be, I mean, I hope I'm awake for it. I feel like I feel like I might just be on the floor. There's a good possibility I don't make it through it. That's okay.
A lot of guys don't.
Lace, okay, I'll preface this. You're obviously very social. You have a great friend group here in Denver. We do share common connections. You've always been somebody out and about. As you said, you had your dream job. I'm sure there's a lot of things there building up, but you are entering into a whole new chapter, a beautiful chapter, one that a lot of your friends are probably already in or entering into at some point here soon. So it's not like you're, you know, alone in this. But what about this next chapter excites you? What are you looking forward to the most?
This is a great question because I don't know. I feel really motivated. Like I have a great job. I'm, you know, having fun with Instagram with him and just all the fun stuff that comes with it. I think it's like the new challenge of like, can I do this? And, I just think it's going to be, I'm going to give him the world, obviously the best I can, but you know, he has a good, I have a support team, which means he does, but, I'm just excited to have this bond with him and see him grow and see how I can grow in the midst of this. I just think good things are coming. I really do.
Oh, you can do this. Yeah. There's no question in my mind.
Really
that's
do.
Not even,
I don't know. I'm excited for this next chapter to just see what's possible, honestly.
Yeah. You that's have cool. so many qualities that just make you a great mom.
Thanks.
You're very nurturing. You're very supportive. You are like, I think the fact that you are so like, open about things just makes me feel like, you know, that's just a quality of like a really great mom too. Like, I don't think that you're ever going to have a hard time having a discussion with him.
No, I'm excited to have some talks with him. I want to raise him to be the biggest gentleman ever.
Mm-hmm. He looks like it right now. What a stud.
He's a really good baby.
Lace, my final question for you is obviously it's only been 5 days.
Yeah.
But I'm always curious about this. How has your world changed in 5 days?
Like, I didn't realize it. Like, people are serious when they say it's around the clock. I can't even go pee sometimes. Like, I'm grateful for my mom being here, but if she wasn't, I don't know how anything would get done.
This is, you're going to go through this for a few months.
I know. And I'm just like, I didn't really. And then now, day four, I've changed a diaper like every hour. And I'm just like, oh, he's really going through them. He just like 5 minutes ago, we're doing it again. And it's just, I don't know. You only have one hand.
The poop calms down after about 2 months. It's a lot less diaper changing. I promise. I remember too. I was like, how is it every time we look in there, there's something.
That sounds amazing.
I think something that's not talked about a lot though is what I'm coming to find out. What'd you say?
I said, that sounds amazing. Think about if that's just how humans work. Yeah, goodness gracious. In and out.
I think something that's not talked about though is just like the breastfeeding aspect and how bad and it hurts and like how much time consuming that is as well. But the recovery downstairs and the breastfeeding just, I don't think is talked about enough because yeah. I was not expecting it. It's and he was having a really fussy night a couple nights ago. And I just laid there and cried with him because I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is so hard.
Yeah. That's why I didn't bother breastfeeding. One of the
reasons. You know, I see why now.
Oh, we can have a total honesty hour about that. And then one last comment I just have to relate with you. It's like, I remember when we got back to Rhode Island because I gave birth in Virginia and it was like 3.5 weeks. We stayed down there until we drove back. And Jared went to work and I was home alone for the first time with him.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Just you and me. So like, what do I do when I have to go make myself something to eat? What do I do when I have to go to the bathroom? And it's just like, I guess, like, do you come with me and you sit on your lounger on the bathroom floor for 30 seconds?
I did that once.
Yeah. And then when he's like a little bit bigger, you know, like, you know, 5 days is too small, but like in a couple weeks, you can put him in the chest carrier. And that is when you discover your life again. That I was able to do like everything with him in my chest carrier because at about like 1 month, they're still sleeping so much throughout the day. Yeah. But at least that way you like have him on you and you're able to go about. So that's a little tip for you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, to close up here, Lace, I lied. I do have one more question. You're only 5 days into this, so it might be a little early. Do you ever see yourself going on television again?
No.
Okay, deal. That's all I needed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No hesitation there, right? That was like a solid no?
Yeah, it was just like thinking like probably not with a child now.
Okay, that's fair. Lace, we wish you the best. In fact, I'm sure you've gotten a ridiculous amount of stuff sent to you, but the Almost Famous podcast would love to send you whatever it is on your wish list now that you have started to operate in this world and say, hey, you know what would be really nice? A robot that could do all these things with me. Just let us know. We want to send you something. So
I want a robot.
we'll have we'll reach out to you, but wishing the best. Congratulations. Seriously, this is a big deal. A beautiful baby. You're going to be a great mom. You're going to do this thing just really well. And I also just feel like I want to say, like, I wish you the best with this situation and co-parenting. Yeah. That is a unique challenge and journey that I'm hoping works out to be good, you know, whatever good means there.
Yeah. And I ditto to that. And if you need anything, mom advice, I love talking about it.
Okay.
I'm here for you.
You do, Ashley? Yeah. You like talking about this stuff?
You think he's being sarcastic?
Hey, this has been the Almost Famous podcast. We promised you an interview with Lace again 5 days after the birth of her son, Liam. And well, we gave it to you. We keep our commitments here. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley, and Lace, you've been.
What?
Perfect. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.